Welcome to Poetically Creative Mind Podcast, hosted by me, BM the Poet. This podcast is for people with a creative mind who need a little inspiration. I will be interviewing everyday people with creative minds, doing original poetry for myself and others, having inspirational conversation, and more. This podcast will be available wherever you get your podcast from. Today, I'm starting my first installment of Poetry Moment. This is a segment where I have poets from around the internet come on the show and recite their poems for you so you get a true feel of what they have to say. If you would like to come on the show and recite your poems, please reach out to me. You can reach me at BMThePoet at Instagram or BMThePoet at Facebook. You can also email me at poeticallycreativemind@gmail.com. This first poet I have is a former guest and someone that has helped me immensely in my journey of in podcasting and just dealing with the internet overall. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you, Teresa James.
As the rain dances against the window pane, I glare and I begin to reminisce of the times we spent laughing, even the nights we went dancing. You were my first love, and I never imagined that there would be one above. Oh, but young ladies grow up, and things certainly do change. Nonetheless, I thought of you as the rain danced on the window pane.
This next poet is also a former guest. I enjoyed our conversation and his deep insight into life. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you, Peter Okonkwo.
I'll be reciting another word from Fate in the Dungeon of Doom. I'll be reciting Remind Me of Iscariot. Each time I leave my life, wake from dawn and rest at docks. Each time I hear the cock crew and breathe the malice free here, don't let me forget the inevitable. Remind me of the Garden of Gethsemane. Each time I feel that life ends on heart. Each time I enjoy the pleasures of life to the fullest. Each time I feel obsessed by my wealth and fame and the flashy attraction this world offers. Please remind me of Herod. Remind me of Samson. Remind me of Lot's wife, that I may see the mirage contained in worldly pleasures. Each time I derive joy at my neighbor's misfortune, each time I truncate the destiny of another man, each time I kill by all means to gain wealth and properties, and I draconically impose power to afflict the powerless, please remind me of Deod. Each time I live my life carelessly, each time I forespoon my idea of salvation, each time I perform evil and make jacks of the truth, each time I took to aid greediness and self-centered art, each time I embrace evil in place of righteousness, remind me that I will leave this world someday. Each time I say it doesn't matter, each time I say everyone does it, as everyone often say, and I participate in an evil turning to norms. Each time I follow the multitude to enact cruelty, and just like a sadist rejoice after tearing another man's eye, remind me that we would not die at the same time. Enlighten me, dear maker of life, from the deception of man. Let me know the truth about life and afterlife. Let me know that I will not stay here forever. Preach to me the beauty of eternity that supersedes 1,000 lives on earth. Remind me of Judas Iscariot. Remind me of Iscariot because its fate rust in the riot of betrayal. Teach me the need for carefulness so I won't end in doom after starting well. The gain of life struggles to take my soul away. If all I can do is to write rather than to have fame, remind me of King Nebuchadnezzar. Each time I am bittered about the success of another man. Each time I plot to kill without the fear of blood, remind me of Hema, Cain, and Jezebel. Whenever immorality beckoned me and I attempted to accept it, remind me of Reuben, Hophni, and Phinehas. When my stoning heart adamantly lead my soul astray and I refuse to exercise patience, you had better remind me of Saul. Remind me of Iscariot, so that death will not chew my life like a carrot. If you remind me of death, I will be conscious of my life on earth. Remind me of Nabal, Ashan, Ananias, and Sapphira, so I will learn from their doom and save my head from another doom. So I will know the deception and pleasure and the pain attached to a life without Christ. Remind me, lest I forget, to get lost forever, that I may know the many distraction and illusion of life. Remind me of Iscariot, lest I rot like a carrot in an oven.
The next poet, surprisingly, is not a former guest, but hopefully in the future she will be. I read one of her poems online and I enjoyed it so much I invited her to come on and share her poem with the rest of the audience. I would like to welcome you, Miriam Hanhausen.
Battlefield. She does not want to be loved again, frozen still in vivid memories of the pain. The pain the last one left behind. Her soul is as scattered as fractured glass. For someone to truly love her would prove to be an impossible task. For she comes with sharp edges and a sword in her hand. She comes with scars that mark up and cover her once sacred land. She had fought tremendous battles no one knew anything about. She fought through the dark and came forth battered. Yet proud. How do you touch someone's heart that is that scarred? How do you love someone who is scared of falling apart? She stopped believing a man could mean what he said and live up to his word. With a world full of fools, her vision of love became blurred. Words really held no weight at all, for every man that swore he cared and every man that promised to be there. Every man who said he would fight left her there, alone, extinguishing the last bit of light. She stands there now, like the last warrior left, on a sacred battleground. Her grip remains tight, the memories of the battles all around. She is too afraid to release her sword to the ground.
The next poet, you already heard from her, and she decided to grace us with her presence again, Miss Teresa James.
Let's get naked, like the bare way you came into the earth. Let me see your private parts and what they're worth. Stripped down to your insecurities, I want to know how big you are endowed. Does it measure the size of your heart? I want to see the true colors of your art. Undress the depths of my mind. Show me. Open up wide to the divine. Place your thoughts upon mine. Disrobe so I can see you in our hardest times.
This next poet is a former guest and someone who I've grown to appreciate our conversations that we've had. I'd like to welcome you, Jason Wills.
Such a strange, beautiful journey. In the blink of an eye, we switch places with the elders, entering a newly purchased home, unlocking the heart with a skeleton key, dreams of a place where we see each other again. Life comes to a standstill, not even sure where to begin. It isn't exactly the place to start, because it never came to an end. One day out of nowhere, it suddenly will. After the eyes are closed, they open, changing the perception of what once was. Now all the chains are broken.
And finally, unfortunately, you have me. So I wasn't going to read a poem, but I decided, Why the hell not? Time moves at a pace that you continuously chase. Time stops for no one, so you better get in the race. Time has hands, so don't misunderstand. Waiting on time goes slow. But when you need more, it's always on the go. Unseen by the naked eye, time continuously flies by. Turning back the hands of time, it's impossible to rewind. The future is untold. The past is old. The present is now. So don't waste that time. I'd like to thank you for joining me and all of the poets that came on to share their work. Again, if you would like to come on the show, reach out and I'll definitely get back with you. For now, that's all we have. Come back next time.
Thanks for coming on this journey with me. Please follow me at BM the Poet on Instagram and BM the Poet on Twitter. Please rate it 5 stars, subscribe, and share. Have a good evening.